Welcome to another heart-wrenching episode of Cyber Chronicles. Today's story is one of love, trust, and betrayal. It's about how I fell for someone who seemed perfect in every way, except they weren't real. This is a story of how I became the victim of a romance scam. It all began one evening when I was scrolling through a dating app, hoping to find someone special. That's when I matched with a profile that caught my eye. Their photos were charming, their bio was witty, and their messages were sweet and engaging. We hit it off right away, exchanging messages late into the night. Days turned into weeks, and our conversations grew deeper. We talked about everything, our dreams, our pasts, our plans for the future. They were attentive, always asking about my day, offering support when I needed it, and making me feel truly special. It wasn't long before I started developing real feelings for them. But as our relationship grew, so did the excuses. We made plans to meet in person several times, but something always came up. A last-minute work trip, a family emergency, or some other unexpected event that kept them from being able to meet with me. I wanted to believe their reasons, but deep down, I started to feel uneasy. The clock was ticking. Then one day, they asked for a favor. It was something small at first, just a little help with an unexpected bill. "I'll pay you back as soon as I get paid," they promised. I hesitated, but they had built so much trust with me that I didn't want to let them down, so I sent the money. But that was just the beginning. Over the next few weeks, the requests became more frequent and the amounts larger. There was always some new crisis, a car repair, a medical bill, a business deal gone wrong. Each time they promised to repay me, but each time something came up. Well, one day, I decided to ask for a video call, just to see their face and hear their voice. But each time and every time we scheduled a call, there was an excuse. Bad connection, no camera, feeling sick. The red flags were piling up, but I didn't want to believe that this person I had grown so close to could be deceiving me.
"Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service."
Then they went silent. No more messages, no more calls. It was as if they had vanished into thin air. I tried contacting them multiple times, but there was no response. That's when the reality of the situation hit me. I had been scammed. The person I had fallen for wasn't real. There was just a faceless criminal preying on my emotions to steal my money. The most painful part was not the money I lost, but the betrayal. The realization that I had been manipulated, that someone had taken advantage of my trust and my desire for connection. I felt embarrassed, ashamed, and deeply hurt. But I wasn't going to let them win. I reported the scam to the dating app and to the authorities, who told me that romance scams are more common than I had imagined. I wasn't alone in this. Thousands of people just like me had fallen for similar tricks. If someone you've never met in person starts asking for money, be extremely cautious. Real relationships are built on trust, not financial transactions. And if something feels off, it probably is. Trust your instincts. And don't let your heart be stolen by someone who's only after your wallet.